Take your Bible, please, and find 2 Corinthians chapter 8. 2 Corinthians chapter 8. During the four Sunday mornings in the month of February, we are talking about generosity, discovering the joy of giving. And as we saw earlier in Proverbs 11:24, the promise of God is, one man gives freely, yet gains even more. And the warning of God is, another withholds unduly, but comes to poverty. And in this additional promise, a generous man will prosper, and he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed. Generosity, discovering the joy of giving. Today I wanted you to think with me about this theme, provocative generosity. Provocative generosity. Now, let's look in the text. 2 Corinthians chapter 8. We'll begin with verse 16 and continue through chapter 9, verse 5. I thank God who put into the heart of Titus the same concern I have for you. For Titus not only welcomed our appeal, but he is coming to you with much enthusiasm and on his own initiative. And we are sending along with him the brother who is praised by all the churches for his service to the gospel. What is more, he was chosen by the churches to accompany us as we carry the offering, which we administer in order to honor the Lord himself and to show our eagerness to help. We want to avoid any criticism of the way we administer this liberal gift, for we are taking pains to do what is right, not only in the eyes of the Lord, but also in the eyes of men. In addition, we are sending with them our brother who has often proved to us in many ways that he is zealous, and now even more so because of his great confidence in you. As for Titus, he is my partner and fellow worker among you. As for our brothers, they are representatives of the churches and an honor to Christ. Therefore, show these men the proof of your love and the reason for our pride in you so that the churches can see it. There is no need for me to write to you about this service to the saints, for I know your eagerness to help, and I've been boasting about it to the Macedonians, telling them that since last year you and Achaia were ready to give, and your enthusiasm has stirred most of them to action. But I am sending the brothers in order that our boasting about you in this matter should not prove hollow, but that you may be ready as I said you would be. For if any Macedonians come with me and find you unprepared, we, not to say anything about you, would be ashamed of having been so confident. So I thought it necessary to urge the brothers to visit you in advance and finish the arrangements for the generous gift you had promised. Then it will be ready as a generous gift, not as one grudgingly given. Provocative generosity. You say, Pastor, what are you thinking about? Provocative generosity. Well, let me give you a quick definition of this word provocative. It means to stir up, to arouse, to stimulate. And that is exactly what Paul the Apostle was doing in this portion of Scripture. He was seeking to stir up enthusiasm on the part of first century Christians, both Macedonians, which would be the churches in Philippi, Thessalonica, and Berea, and Corinthians, which is found in Achaia. And so if you'll look in chapter 9, verse 2, once again, let's just look there. Paul says, "For I know your eagerness to help, and I have been boasting about it to the Macedonians." Now he's writing to the Corinthians, and he's saying, I've been bragging on you to the Macedonians, telling them that since last year you in Achaia, that's the province where Corinth was found, were ready to give. Now watch this next phrase, this last phrase in verse 2. And your enthusiasm has stirred most of them to action. And so what he's trying to do here is stir up the people in Macedonia, in Corinth, in all of these places where Paul had gone and preached the gospel and planted churches, to receive a generous offering, to give of themselves liberally so that the church in Jerusalem, the mother church, it was on such hard times, there was famine there, it was difficulty there for the people to survive, that they would be refreshed, they would be supplied from the generosity of these others in these other places, in Macedonia and in Achaia. And so Paul is seeking to mobilize and motivate these people to be generous. And so he's playing, if you please, he's saying to the Macedonians, now the Corinthians, they were the first to make a pledge. And he's saying to the Corinthians, now, when the Macedonians heard about your pledge, your promise to give, even though they had very little, they were having adversity and hard times, they gave more than they were able. And so he's seeking to provoke these different churches to be generous in their giving. That's why I'm calling this message today Provocative Generosity. Now, here's the sermon in a sentence. Jot this down if you want to get everything I'm trying to say in one sentence this morning. Here it is. By their generosity, followers of Christ stimulate other Christians to embrace a lifestyle of generosity. That is, when you and I are generous, and somehow other believers come to know of the generosity that characterizes our lives, then it becomes a stimulus, if you please. It stirs up other Christians that they, in turn, might embrace a lifestyle of generosity. It just sort of feeds on itself. One generous brother or sister in Christ becomes a catalyst for another brother or sister in Christ to become generous, which becomes a catalyst for another brother or sister in Christ to become generous as followers of the Lord Jesus Christ. As I was thinking through this text this week, I remembered an incident in my life when I was a college student that I think is exactly what Paul is talking about here. When I was 14 years of age, I got in trouble at Bible school. I'm not proud of that, but I did. And my dad decided it was time for me no longer to go to vacation Bible school. So